We're talking about great faith. This is where we can hurry. We're talking about great faith. Keep running. Here we go. Today's message. Here's what it's called. Pop it up. Say that word with me loud. One more time. If. If. Okay? Grasshopper, or look at that big old fella right there. It depends on who you want to be. Do you want to be that grasshopper? Because last time I checked, that giant can stomp him with his shoe. But so many of us, we're just like that grasshopper. No, listen to me. We're just little. We think we're no good. We think we can't make it. I'm nobody. You know, God doesn't love me. I'm getting picked on. I'm a whiner. Go ahead. Go with it wherever you want to go with it. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're never going to stand up on your feet. You're never going to be strong as God wants you to be. God will not bless if. God's not going to bless if. Well, if. If will ruin everything. I'm not saying when, I'm telling somebody can have a great idea. That'd be a great idea. I'm not saying you shouldn't think things through. Sure, you should. You should use your common sense in your brain. But we can have a great idea, a great plan, but you let a few ifers get a hold of it. Pull it right down. Did you hear me? Yes or no? If. Come on. We're talking about great faith. I want you to see the story today from God's Word. Faith. What is faith? We're going to roll. Abel had it. We saw it. Enoch had it. We saw it in this little series. Noah had it. Abraham had it. Sarah had it. Isaac had it. We saw that 2 weeks ago. Joseph had it. Moses had it. Rahab had it. She was a harlot, by the way, a prostitute. Gideon had it. Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel. And all the prophets had it. We're not done. Both men and women had it. The persecuted and the tortured, what? Had it. Come on. But without faith, it's what? Say that again. It's what? It's impossible to please God. It does not matter what you think. Does not matter what you say. Well, I go to church. I do this. I'm a good person. You can say that till the cows come home. God says you're not going to be blessed if you don't believe me. I'm going to tell you something. There's a big if. And that is, it's iffy if you think you're going to be blessed if you don't believe God. Did you hear me say? That's shaky, shaky. Keep going, Raj. So, in plain English, what's that verse mean? This is my talking. Without faith, you're dead in the water. Without faith, you ain't got a dog's chance. Without faith, you got zero connection to who? You can play like it. I'm going to tell you something. When the stuff hits the fan, excuse me right now, you are going to be in a bad way because you don't have faith. Are you hearing me today? Guys, and this ain't Gary talking down to you. At many times in my life, I felt like I'm the weakest among you when it comes to faith. The weakest among you. You've heard me say that many times. Why are we even doing a series on faith right now? For me? You thought I'm not. No, this is for me. Hey, that's right. I'm the guy that ifs. Yeah. You know what I mean? So this is good. This is good for both of us. But come on, let's look at it. So we're going to go to the Old Testament. And if you'll hang in here with me, great story in the Bible. I love this story. I'm going to try to read it and not preach a lot. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, He said, I was going to give you this land. It's going to flow with milk and honey. I made this promise to Abraham. God now, many, many years later, Moses is going to be this great leader, going to deliver the people out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage. Did he do that? Yes or no? Sure he did. And there's that land right there. That's your land over there across the Jordan River. You've been a slave. Go get it, man. And so that's the story here. It has finally come time to go and take the land that God is giving. Got it? Yes or no? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Send thou men that they may what? Search the land of Canaan, which I what? Which I what? Which I what? Unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, send you out a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, he sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. So 12 leaders. Send them, man. And Moses sent them to what? Spy out the land of Canaan. And said to them, get you up this way, southward, and go up to the mountain. And see the land, what it is. And the people that dwell over there. Whether they be what? Strong or weak? Few or what? Okay? Go over there so you can execute the plan to take the land. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good land or bad. What cities that be there that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it's fat or lean. Whether there be wood or not. Be ye of good what? Ooh, say that again. Be ye of what? And bring of the fruit of the land. Oh, bring something back with you. A little bit of fruit. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. And they came unto the brook of Eschol. And they cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. The grapes were so incredible, they bear it between a staff. Those are some big grapes. You know what I'm saying? Look at the grapes. Wow. And they brought of it pomegranates. How many never eat a pomegranate before? You ought to go to Publix, buy one, peel it open, eat it. It's good. Okay? My neighbor lady had one years ago. I'd steal them from her tree. They were delicious. I was a kid. Come on. Still didn't make it right. Amen. Come on. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. So they searched for how long? And they went and they came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, is where they were. They brought back word unto them and unto the congregation, and they showed them the what? Look at the grapes! And they told Moses and said, we came unto the land where you sent us. And surely it's just like God says, it flows with what? And this is the what? Nevertheless. Say that with me. Or say the word if. If. Nevertheless, the people be what? That dwell in the land. That's the truth. The cities are what? And very what? And moreover, we saw the children of who? Anak. Come on, now wake up on me here. Come on. Anak. The children of Anak. Now, Anaks were giants. They were big people. It would be like if you saw all my brothers and me. They're all big. They're all tall. Not giants, but they're all big. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, they dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. So they searched out the land. And Caleb did what? Stilled the people. By the way, the name Caleb means bulldog. It means the word is dogged. Dogged. Determined. Dogged. That's what the word Caleb means. Caleb's a beautiful name. And Caleb was a bulldog. And the people were all getting in a fancy and a tither, because a dither, whatever, because of the people, the report. And they were getting scared. And so Caleb did what with the folks? Calm down. But if it, calm down. And he said, let us go up when? Today. Right now. And do what? For we are what? Say it with me. Say that again. We are. One more time. One more time. Aren't those good words well able, say? To do what? Overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, here we go. We, don't you say this. We be not able to go up against the people, for they are what? They're stronger than us. I can't get off track here, but we have several football players here this morning. Listen, guys, if we ever play a game, you hearing me, and we ever think they're stronger than us, we be not able. You have already lost the game. Did you hear me? Three right there got it? That's bull. Did you hear me? Don't ever think that when we go somewhere. We got a big game Friday night. Is that right? We're going to Island. Is it Island Coast? That's even a dumb name for a school. You need to start thinking that way right now. Say, we're able. Three players, say, we're able. Can you shout it? Can you say it again? Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Hey, baby, the Word of God is incredible. It's for today. It's for your life. It's for our life. It's for their life. It's for our lives together. Come on. But we can't do it, they said. And they brought up, this is what God thought. This is God's word. They brought up a what? Evil report. Did you know when you say if, when God says you can, God calls that evil? Guys, you need to get your evil straight. What is evil? We think something, yes, sin is evil, but I'm going to tell you something that's the most evil of all sin is to say, God, you're a liar. Okay? We're so easy to say smoking or drinking, and I don't like either, okay, to be honest with you. Excuse me. But the bottom line is, I'm going to tell you something right now. It ain't the smoking. It ain't the drinking. It's the ifing. Not believing God and somehow thinking we okay because we don't do something. God is not about us not doing something. He's about us doing something, believing. You hearing me? So they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched, and the children of Israel saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants. Like giant Venus flytrap people or something. Just eat you up. If you go over there, you're going to get eat up. And all the people that we saw in it were of great what? And by the way, that's bull too. I've been to the Holy Land many times. I've been all through that area many times, many, many times. And by the way, I'm bigger than most of them. Here's the point. Yeah, there were giants, but they were also just regular folk, and they were some people that would risk anything. But when you're in trouble and you don't believe, everything starts to look bigger, doesn't it? Say. Because you if and you make it bigger, and look at that, bigger, and that's going to eat me up. And God says, oh, you have little faith. Come on. That's what we're talking about today. And there we saw the giants. That's true, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as what? That's the point today. Who do you see yourself as? Are you in your own sight a grasshopper? A grasshopper. Remember? Wax on, wax off. Remember that guy? Whatever. Listen to me. Do you see yourself as a grasshopper? Or do you see yourself as a giant? A child of the living God? If God be for us, say it with me. Who? Who can be against us? I can do how many things? Through who? Who strengthens who? See the difference? All things work together for to them who love God. How do you see yourself? And there they saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our what? See, that's not how God sees you. And Raj, I know we're going off here a little bit, but it's good. This is not how God sees you. We see ourselves as broken, and we are broken, and we feel broken at times. I understand that. But God sees something inside of you that's incredible. As a believer in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit of the living God living and moving inside of you. You have the Word of God, which God has magnified above His own name. 66 books in the Bible full of promises for you. Did you hear me today? Who do you see yourself as? And we let circumstances, and I'm the worst on the planet at having done this in my life, let circumstances shape who I am. You ever been in a bad way before? Let me see. I'm in a bad way, in a bad way. But did that bad way, was that bad way really who you were? Yes or no? Was it a bad way? Sure. But how many looking back at that now, you see now God working in you in strength and hope and power and might. You see what I'm saying? Guys, come on. Who do you see yourself as? And so we were in what? If you see yourself as a grasshopper and as nothing, and that's communicated in your heart, in your spirit, don't you think that the wicked one, the devil, does not know who you think you are? And you will be that in his sight. Or you can choose this path. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the what? It's your choice. Do you see the difference? Yes or no? Stop the crying. Get up! Act ye like men, the Bible says. Why not? If you can do that, why wouldn't you want to? Yes or no? But sometimes we get so grasshoppery looking and everything. We like being a grasshopper. Look, I can jump.
The part you forget about is you can also have your brains crushed out. Anybody, somebody small even. You take a little kid, that's just small. You put some flip-flops on him. He don't have to be a giant. Even a little child can smush a grasshopper. Yes or no? Guys, where you at? Who you going to be? If. And the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried and the people did what? Oh, no. I mean, they're fixing to get to move into their brand new home. Already built. And they're crying. You get a brand new land. You've been a slave in Egypt all this time, and you crying because you're fixing to go into your land. That's how not having faith can warp your head. And the children of Israel murmured, complained against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would to God that we had died in Egypt. Or would God we died out there in the wilderness. You feel it? Yes or no? Isn't this a great story, say? And you may have heard the story before. Good, you need it again. And wherefore hath the Lord, done brought us to this land to fall by the sword. See, the Lord, he's bad. That's Satan's plan the whole time, to get you to not believe God so you can say God's bad. Because if you ever start believing God is good, God is faithful, God is strong, God is with me, who can stand against me? You will conquer for God. This is Satan's only tactic, to get you to be an ifer. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives, now we're going to go ahead and spiritualize it, make us feel like we're being good husbands now. You're weak and you're a coward. But no, I just care about my wife and my children, you see, because they're going to be prey, they're going to be killed. Were it not better for us to go back where? Wouldn't it be better for me to go back and live under the bondage of the devil than to believe God? Just turn my back on him. Walk away from God. Wouldn't it be better if I just go back and live like a pig than to serve God? Because what use is it? Do you see how God hates that kind of thinking? Because it's insulting. It's horrible. If, man. Come on. We're going to close, Raj. We've got about 5 minutes. Whose idea was it for them to go and see if they could take the land? Was that anybody's idea? Did God ever just say, go and see if you can take it? No, he never said that. He said, go execute, go over there and look so you can execute the plan. He never told them to come back and execute the plan. Don't go over there and come back and kill God's will for your life. Don't go back over there and kill God's plan for your life. He never said, if you can take the land. I want you to search because that's smart. I want you to see where the cities are. I want you to see where it's easy to whoop them. Just send a few. Where there's a lot of them, send more. Have a plan, man. It was never if you can do this. Nobody, that was their idea. Now here's what happened, and we're going to close. We're going to read what happened. If God, he don't like it. I don't want to be ugly, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, and you're probably not going to like me for saying this. I don't like it when the ball players use the F word. I don't like it out of anybody. I used to talk like that, guys. That's the way I talked. Me. Until I met Christ and somebody started caring for me and showed me there was another vocabulary out there. You hearing me? So I don't like it. But I told the ball team the other night, it's not the F word that loses ball games, it's the if words. It's not just the blowing up and saying something that's going to lose you your life and your winning at life. It's you continuing to if God. Did you hear me, yes or no? That's a little bit strong for some of our tastes this morning, but think about it. Amen. Say. Let's see what happened to the ifers. And I said unto you, you're coming to the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God gave us, prepared us. Here we go. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before you. Go and what? As the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee, do what? Fear not, neither be discouraged. And you came near unto me, every one of you. This is Moses speaking for the Lord. You came near unto me, every one of you, and you said, we will send men before us, and they shall search out the land and bring us word again by what way we must go and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well. And I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went to the mountain. They came into the valley of Eshcol. They searched it out. They took of the fruit of the land of their hands. They brought it down to us. They brought us word again and said, it's a good land which the Lord our God does what? Notwithstanding, you would not go up. You wouldn't go up. But you what? You rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God to receive a gift. And you murmured in your tents. Because that's what you do. You take it to the house and do it in secret. God sees it open. And he says, because the Lord hated us. And he's brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and they're walled to heaven. They're to heaven. I mean, they can't even see the height of them. We blow everything out of proportion. And moreover, we've seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not, don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall what? He'll fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness where you have seen how that the Lord your God bare you, and as a man bears his son, and all the way that you went until you came to this place, God fed you from heaven. He took care of you. Yet in this thing you did not, say it with me. Boy, we need to say that about three times. Yet in this thing you did not, the Lord your God, who went in the way before you, to search you out of a place to pitch your tents in. In fire by night, God was with you to show you by what way you should go. And in a cloud by day, God always was there for you. And the Lord heard the voice of your words. This is Moses talking. The Lord heard the voice of your words. And he was wroth. You fill in the blank. That's a nice King James word. This is some serious ticked off God was. And he swore, saying, God speaking, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers. Save who? At Bulldog? Where you at, Bulldog? Get on up. Get on up, baby. You going. The son of Jephthah, he shall see it. And to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon. And to his children, because he hath wholly what? That word means wholly believed God. Also, the Lord was angry with me, Moses speaking. God wasn't just mad at you. God's mad at me for your sake. Say your sakes. You know what, church? Your faith affects my life. Isn't that what that's sort of teaching? I'd like to have a church full of people that believe, not a full of ifers. You hear me, yes or no? And my lack of faith affects your life. We need to have faith together. The Lord was angry with me, Moses says, saying, you also ain't going in. Moses had been a long journey for Moses, hadn't it? But Joshua, that's the other one. Where you at, Joshua? The son of Nun, which stands before you, he shall go in, encourage him. For he shall cause Israel to inherit. He's going to be my leader. He's going to follow me, Moses says. By the way, look at this. Moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a what? Remember that's what they said? The big daddies who were scared, tail between their legs. Listen, the big daddies, oh, my children are going to get killed. You know what God says? Oh, no, they're fine. See, they're going to get to go in. They're not going to be a prey like you tried to sow into them that seed of discouragement. Dads, moms, we do that to our kids. They see us and they're just going to be just like us. Lack of faith, they're going to be weak. And God says, no, they're going in. I'm their daddy. You hear me today? which be in that day, and they had no knowledge between good and evil. They were just little. They weren't like you. You knew better. They shall go in thither, and unto them will I give what? And they shall possess it. But as for you, ifers, God speaking, turn you, take your journey, and enjoy that Red Sea. Enjoy the desert. Enjoy living in tents. Enjoy being miserable. It's your life. Have at it. Did you get the message today? How many feel like I beat you up today? Come on, let's go and stand on up. We're done. That was it. It's a good word today. Oh, and by the way, what did we do today in the house for the most part? We read the Bible, didn't we? And guess what? Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Somebody likes that Bible. And did you know you can do that too? You can do that too. Well, I can't believe. Well, it's because you can't read, obviously. If you can read, you can have faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Amen. Come on. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your Word. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help Fellowship Church. Help me as the pastor of Fellowship Church not to be an ifer. Always ifing you, Lord. Help me, Lord, to not be that way in my life. I struggle, Lord, and I'm wrong. Help us to be strong and of a good courage at Fellowship Church. Help us do great and mighty things for you. Help us to be honest and do right because we serve a great God. In Jesus' name. Amen.